Okay, hello, welcome to Daily-ish, Daily-ish podcast with Chris Enns. I'm Chris Enns. I've been testing out, anybody who's following me on Twitter has been aware that I've been testing out this service called Ophonic for automating and uploading and recording and engineering, audio engineering, podcasts and other audio entertainment. And I'm satisfied enough with it that it's good enough to play with periodically for my daily-ish podcast. And so here it is. This will be an official episode. This is episode 3 of the daily-ish podcast, which you can find at pdcst.ca, podcast without vowels, since I hate vowels. And what I've been noticing on Twitter, again, if you follow me, this might be a little bit redundant, but it's been interesting to notice that the episodes, or whatever you want to call them, that I've put out on Twitter, where I've just direct linked right to the MP3 file from a tweet, have gotten downloads that are almost double what the website itself has been getting as far as downloads from the first two episodes. And also, I've been posting them at weird hours, like, you know, 10:30 at night or whatever, 11 o'clock. I think last night I posted closer to 11:30. And so it's not like prime time when people are online and things like that. Just hang on a second, I have to go put some hot water into my AeroPress. There. Well, I wait for the water to steep, or whatever it's called in the AeroPress, I forget. Anyway, so I've been getting, by sort of hot linking, or whatever you call it, direct linking to the MP3 file itself through a tweet, downloads are almost double what the website gets. So it got me thinking that maybe with this show, I'll still post it to the website. It's nice to have like a permalink and a home for the site later that, you know, all the posterity and importance of these episodes need their own individual page that the masses can link to and such as, you know, the discourse and debate that follows after each episode needs its home. but also the idea of just maybe people, because it's a short thing, 10 minutes or less, people are wanting to just consume it, listen to it. Why did I say consume? That's such a stupid word. Listen to it, you know, right in the moment when I tweet it. So why not just listen to it and then you're done, you move on. You don't have to download it to a podcast player or any of those things. You can just listen to it wherever you happen to be when it pops up in your feed, as this one will. So I'll play with that a bit, post it. I don't think I'll set up a dedicated Twitter account for it because it seems a little silly when I have, I don't know, whatever it is, 1,300 followers on my account and to set up its own account. And I'll just tweet it out once when I post it and maybe probably even before I post it, because it's easier to post it with this app right to Twitter than to post it onto the blog, WordPress blog. Sorry, I just got to plunge the coffee. There. So probably just as this one will be, I'll post it to Twitter and then go back and post it to the blog. So I guess it serves two purposes. It's kind of rewarding people who are quote unquote following me with more immediate access that way, I guess, but also still serving those folks who listen the traditional podcast way with some sort of podcast player. And we'll just see what happens. I mean, it's the same file as far as any sort of vanity tracking or whatever. It's gets downloaded through a Twitter feed or through a blog post and through iTunes, etc. It still counts as a download either way. So whatever that matters, it's still intact. And the only thing that worries me, I guess, is a little bit of like on Twitter, it's kind of less, doesn't have as much lasting appeal. It's there and then it's gone. And if you miss it, no big deal. Whereas people who subscribe to a podcast player, at least it gets downloaded, it's in your podcast playing inbox, so to speak. And so you have to make the choice of to not listen, like whether or not listen or mark it as read or play it, I guess. And then it gets deleted. And I'm not worried about this show. This is kind of just whatever from my brain. But yeah, just thinking about this as it applies to other shows I do with SSKTN, and as we build out good stuff, thinking about how that might work. And, you know, do you tweet out when the show is published and just tweet a link to the homepage or to the post page of the show, or do you tweet out just a direct link to the MP3? And, you know, if it's a half-hour long show or an hour-long show like TERP is sometimes, you know, I personally wouldn't really be too keen on just linking right to the MP3 and clicking and playing. So I want to sort of choose when I'm going to listen to an hour long show like that, especially if, you know, Tim or Adam is going to be really boring. I'd want to know ahead of time that maybe I could skip that episode, but, yeah, What's neat about this app, just to get a little geeky with this podcasty kind of geeky, and it's, I think it applies to somebody who could use it for recording lectures and things like that. But what's great about this app is I'm talking to my phone. Audio quality isn't as great, but talking to my phone, and it gets recorded and then sent to their servers, the Ophonic servers, for processing, a certain amount of processing. But also what it does is I have set up presets within the app that allow me to, where it pulls the intro and outro music from my Dropbox folder, a Dropbox folder I've given it access to. And so I have two audio files, AIFF files there. One was the intro with the music, and then it slowly fades out. And then one is the outro, where it slowly fades in and then cuts off. And so it automatically appends and prepends, I guess, the intro and outro music to the file I'm recording right now. Then also automatically uploads that to Libsyn, which is where I use what I use for hosting of my podcast files, and converts it to an MP3, whatever format I want, 80 kilobits per second, I think is what I have it set to for audio, MP3, and then emails me back the link to that Libsyn file with whatever name I've assigned to it. Right in the app, I can fill out all the specs and show notes and things like that if I want, which is great for this show. It doesn't have as a lot of URLs and stuff. And you'll guess, I guess, again, it's gives me the ability to do it more mobile with my phone, wherever I happen to be. But then I can still record an episode sitting on my desk studio with, you know, the big mic and mixer and proper show notes and all that kind of stuff as well. So, I kind of like it for that kind of flexibility. And within Ophonic, you can also, it doesn't have to be Libsyn, you can specify just like to an FTP that it would upload to automatically, or back to Dropbox, let's say, or you could do multiple. So if you wanted to have a copy go to Libsyn, a copy go to Dropbox, let's say, for your own backup purposes maybe, and then also a copy to an FTP site somewhere as well, those kinds of things, all possible within the app itself, saving it out to not just MP3, but AIFF or whatever other audio formats you want to save it to. So it's really flexible, really powerful. I haven't seen, sort of looked into this, but they bill it as being useful for recording lectures and things like that, which I could totally see, where you could, you know, record a lecture and then have it just like either as the prof or the student, or meeting minutes or whatever, and then after you're done, you just have it automatically upload to the Ophonic servers for processing and a bit of audio tweaking, and then it, you know, throws it back onto Dropbox, let's say, into a shared folder that everybody can access who's in the class or who's in the meeting, and away you go. Bob's your uncle. So I'm curious what your thoughts are. If this is I've gone a little longer than the other tests I did, where the other tests were about 2 minutes long that I posted to Twitter, so we'll see what how that changes maybe with this one. But let me know your thoughts. I'm iChris on Twitter. And of course, this podcast will eventually be on podcast.ca, pdcst.ca. And you can check it out there. Subscribe on iTunes if you want to, or just follow me on Twitter. And I'll post links that way as well to it. So I guess that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.